Fuck. Chris Johnson here. I'm pissed. I'm fucking sweating. I could open the windows, but I don't want to open the windows. It's that cool fallish outside, right? So where you got to the point, I just spit on my fucking monitor too. Hold on, let me clean this. I don't want to just stare at that. You know how like when you get the fucking monitor wet or the TV wet, it's got that like multicolor like rainbow fucking thing there. But it's that fall weather where you can't really have the AC on because it's too fucking cold for the AC outside. But if you shut all the windows, it gets really warm in the place. But then if you open the windows, it's cold. And like, you know, you're in that fucking in-between. We're in the fucking late fall. Jesus fucking Christ. Late September, early fall, fucking in-between. I'm recording this right now on Saturday, the 25th. I got to go to a fucking wedding in a couple hours. I'm going to release this on Sunday because the fucking podcast comes out Sundays and Wednesdays. So I'll have already gone to the wedding before this. I could have fucking waited to do like this podcast after the wedding, but I'm so fucking pissed right now that I got to fucking yammer about this before the wedding. Because this is kind of like a before the wedding topic. I have plenty of fucking shit. This is going to take me a while to go through. A lot of fucking podcasts to go through. So like if you're fucking interested in my fucking misery, we got some fucking issues to sort through for a while. But I had a date to the wedding. Just let's fucking cut to this. I had a fucking date to the wedding. Weddings, you set this shit up fucking 5 weeks in advance. At least, right? Like I got the fucking invitation, I don't know, months ago. And then you got to RSVP by like, you know, some fucking date, whatever fucking date they choose. In this fucking instance, it was the 25th, August 25th. It was a month before. You got a fucking RSVP a month before. So, you know, I'm looking at this fucking RSVP. I'm like, whatever the fuck. I decided to ask somebody to go to the wedding with me. I thought, you know what? This will be fun. I like this girl. Like, we get along. Maybe she'll want to go to the goddamn wedding. And she said she wanted to go to the wedding. So we had this fucking thing set up for like 5 weeks. We're fucking setting it up. Got the fucking outfits matching because it's fucking hot shit. Got to fucking wear all matching black. It's going to be a fucking good time. I'm fucking jacked up about it. I've been jacked up about it for like 5 fucking weeks. I'm like, dude, I can't wait to go to this fucking wedding. And on fucking Thursday, so 2 days before today, I got a fucking message from her. On Thursday night, I'm working, fucking selling insurance. I was talking to some asshole in California. I remember it. It's burned into my fucking mind. The fucking message came through at 9:51. So this person has a full-time job. I know where the full-time job is because it's the same place that I have a full-time fucking job, right? She picked up a second job, like waitressing. The text said, listen, I'm really sorry. There's a big fucking reservation coming in. It just got called in today for Saturday. It's like 100-person reservation and like half the staff's out with COVID. Just tell me all these fucking details about the fucking job and the staff I don't give a fuck about. Like, what do I give a shit? Like, it doesn't matter. We're going to the wedding. Who cares about the reservation for Saturday? Who cares about the staff? Because you're going to the wedding. We're going to the wedding. We set it up a fucking month in advance, right? That's what we're doing. We're going to the show. Who cares? What do I give a fuck? But I'm listening to the details or reading the details. And it's like, look, I got to do this. I got to cover this. It's just me and these two other girls. We got to do this whole thing. There's no way I can juggle the fucking job and the wedding. And I'm reading this. I read it like 5 times. Like, are you fucking canceling the fucking wedding plans on 2 days' notice to pick up a shift at your fucking second job? Is that what's fucking happening here? And I just like, I wrote back like, what time? Like what now? I don't even know why I asked what time. Like I just had nothing. I was like floored. I was all like fucking depressed and shit. And she's like 4 o'clock. I just said, all right. And that was it. That was it. I didn't fucking text anything else. She hasn't texted me back since. It's been, you know, 2 days. I finished up that fucking phone call. I didn't work the rest of the night. I fucking blew sick time. I was like, I can't fucking work. I feel like dog shit. I feel like fucking dog shit. I go into this like fucking like depressed haze. Like I am so fucking worthless as a human being that a fucking last minute shift at your second job ranks ahead of fucking my ass and plans we made for fucking 5 weeks. Are you shitting me? Holy Christ. I've been through some fucking crazy bullshit. I've never fucking experienced anything quite like this. I don't know if it's any like worse than any other specific event. I mean, because Jesus Christ, I was fucking texted a request for a divorce when I was married, and then the house that we just bought, my ex-wife moved in with some dude from her job. So, like, I've got a fucking history of issues. I've got a lot of baggage. And this is just, this is more fucking baggage. Like, I've never been, like, I thought, like, we could maybe get through half the night before she'd get sick of my shit. I thought I could fucking at least make it that far. I did not think that she'd get sick of my shit and think, like, you know what? Fuck this asshole. Fuck him. He's a piece of shit. You know what I'd rather do? You know what I'd rather do than hang out with Chris Johnson? I'd rather fucking work a second job short-staffed at the fucking restaurant or whatever the fuck place it is. I don't know where it is. I've been like a goddamn fan. I've been oscillating back and forth between, like, just fucking anger and crushing depression. The anger's a little better because it allows me to do things. Anger's more, it's more of an active emotion. Like, I can actually do this podcast while angry. I can do things while angry. If I'm depressed, I don't fucking do anything. Like when I heard the news that, like, oh, sorry, 2 days before, like, listen, fuck you, dude. Look, If you were worth more to me, if I actually viewed you as a fucking human being that had fucking value, I would tell my second job to get fucked, and I would honor the plans that we made, but I don't give a rat's ass about you. Who gives a shit that we've been friends for a while? Who gives a shit that we've known each other for about 5 years? That doesn't fucking matter. Look, I'm working my second job, okay? What are you, a fucking teenager, for Christ's sake? Are you fucking 19 years old? Who fucking does shit like this? Is this fucking real life? Is this fucking happening? It's fucking, the wedding is in 3 hours, and I still can't believe this is fucking happening. I bought all new clothes for this fucking thing. I'm gonna try to stay angry so I don't get depressed, because I gotta at least get through this fucking wedding, and I don't want to go to the wedding now. I'm gonna tell you that right now. I don't want to fucking go. I feel like fucking shit. My mind is shot. I'm fucking furious. I don't want to fucking sit there and field questions all the night. Hey, Chris Johnson, why the fuck is there an empty chair next to you? Hey, I see two names. I see two fucking names on the fucking, on the fucking plate, the placemat or whatever the fuck. Who's that second name? Oh, this is a funny story. She's working her second job because she thinks I'm a fucking asshole. Fucking shit. I will be back Sundays and Wednesdays. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Podbean is the host. Every episode's there. iHeartRadio, Pandora, wherever the fuck, whatever. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHU. I'm on Instagram at maybe 5 minutes. And you can catch me in the Facebook timeline as well, my Facebook timeline.